Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes for this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Hosea chapter 3, verses 1 through chapter 4, verse 3. Today, Hosea is told to love his unfaithful wife, and his love for her is to demonstrate the Lord's continuing love for unfaithful Israel. And God's saving word for us this week, of course, is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading. The Lord said to me, "Go again and show your love for a woman who is committing adultery with a lover. You must love her just as I still love the people of Israel, even though they turn to other gods and like to take offerings of raisins to idols." So I paid 15 pieces of silver and 7 bushels of barley to buy her. I told her that for a long time she would have to wait for me without being a prostitute or committing adultery, and during that time I would wait for her. In just this way, the people of Israel will have to live for a long time without kings or leaders, without sacrifices or sacred stone pillars, without idols or images to use for divination. But the time will come when the people of Israel will once again turn to the Lord their God and to a descendant of David, their king. Then they will fear the Lord and will receive his good gifts. The Lord has an accusation to bring against the people who live in this land. Listen, Israel, to what he says. There is no faithfulness or love in the land, and the people do not acknowledge me as God. They make promises and break them. They lie, murder, steal, and commit adultery. Crimes increase, and there is one murder after another. And so the land will dry up, and everything that lives on it will die. All the animals and the birds, and even the fish, will die. And today's key verse is Hosea chapter 3, verse 5. The time will come when the people of Israel will once again turn to the Lord their God, and to a descendant of David, their king. Then they will fear the Lord and receive his good gifts. You know, it's interesting that here in chapter 4, Hosea says there's no faithfulness, there's no love, the people don't acknowledge their God, they make promises and break them, then they lie, murder, steal, and commit adultery. Crimes increase, and there's one murder after another. And it's interesting that then it says, so the result of this, and so the land will dry up and everything that lives on it will die. It's interesting that here Israel's faithfulness to their God is directly tied to the prosperity of their land. And it's, you know, interesting that the same things that as Israel falls further and further away from God, the same things that happened there also seem to be happening here in our country. There's no faithfulness, no love. The people don't acknowledge God as God. They make promises and they break them. They lie, murder, steal, commit adultery. Crimes increase and there's one murder after another. Sounds just like today's news, doesn't it? Well, hopefully the same faithfulness that God showed to Israel, the same forgiveness, I should say, that God showed for Israel, I'm hoping that he will show for America, because truly, at this time in our history, we aren't any better than Israel was. So let's pray for our nation's revival, and that we will turn from all this materialistic greed and turn once more to our God. Let's pray. God of truth, you alone are my God, and I worship you. Help me not to be led astray by false teachings, and guide me in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Tomorrow, we will be studying Hosea chapter 4, verses 4 through 19, where the Lord accuses the priests and condemns pagan worship. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.